Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Mark 11 verse 24, Jesus said, "You can pray for anything, and if you believe, it will be yours." The word for today encourages us not just to pray, but believe. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." God's greatest desire is to be believed. You can pray regularly and ritually and even feel closer to God as a result, yet not expect Him to answer your prayers or for your situation to change. Peter had been put in prison and sentenced to death, and his execution was scheduled for the next day. So the church prayed all night for his release, and it happened miraculously. God put the guards to sleep, opened Peter's prison door, and set him free. Yet when he appeared on the doorstep of the house where the believers were praying, they couldn't believe it. A servant girl told everyone that Peter's standing at the door. "You're out of your mind," they said. When she insisted, they decided it must be his angel. Even the early disciples struggled to believe God would hear them. Even when the answer knocked on their door, they still hesitated. And we do too, don't we? We struggle with prayer. We forget to pray. And when we remember, we rush through prayers with insincere words. Our thoughts disperse like a covey of quail. Why does this happen? You can pray anywhere at any time using your own words, and God promises to answer. So what's the problem? We need to realize the incredible power and potential of one praying believer. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." So don't just pray, believe God for the answer. Then talk and act like you believe. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.